Hey, sports bettors, thanks for stopping by Sports Betting Channel today here on December 29th, Saturday, and lots of things going on in the football world. Don't have to tell you to be careful around the bowl season, just double-checking injuries, double-checking players sitting out. But we wanted to cover today some of the resources and tools that the pro cappers are using and that you can use yourself as far as things to help you identify opportunities and expedite your research. And this is very, very key because we want to help everyone use the free information out there. Certainly there's some paid services and paid things that are out there, but we want to talk about some of the free things that you can use. And we're just going to kind of go down a list here of some of the items. And one of them that we use a lot is the Action Network, sportsinsights.com. They have a free version that you can extrapolate information from. It's very, very helpful relative to the number of tickets or the number of bets on a particular game, on all games. And what's, I think, more important and hugely valuable is and it also shares with you the number of dollars, the percentage of dollars on a particular side. And what that tells you is, in theory, if you can, you know, identify where the smart money is, you definitely would rather be with them than against them. And contrarily, in a contrarian fashion, you want to be opposite of the public typically. So if it, in this tool, when you come across it, if you're typically 75% or more of the public tickets are on a particular side, that's a great opportunity to be contrarian and fade that. Many times they'll show you what's called reverse line movement, which means that let's say the game opens up at a -3, everyone and their brother is on that particular side, and all of a sudden they drop it down to 2.5 or 2, which seemingly opens up the floodgates even more. And it's almost like it's a trap. It's almost like they're welcoming people in. And we see that fairly often. We see that on a regular basis. And that's a tool or a resource that we use to help identify opportunities to get on. And a lot of times you'll see that with home dogs. You know, you'll see the road team favored by, say, 3. And everyone and their brother is on that side. And so those are things like that. That's a great tool. The Action Network, it's sportsinsights.com. It was the old sportsinsights.com. And using it in that fashion and really studying that tool is enormous. We probably use it a larger percentile than a lot of the other pro cappers just because we're very big believers in money flow. You know, if the money's going there, there's something going on. Now, also, a little tip I'll share with you on that is if you see large movement on, say, a small-scale game, like let's say, for example, it's a Missouri Valley Conference basketball game and you have Drake in Southern Illinois and you got some big movement, that's not your typical Joe Blow. That's some smart money. You know, when you have Ohio State and Michigan and in college football, there's a lot of public stuff going on there. So you really try to figure out who's moving the line, who's moving it, and what's the reason. Maybe it's an injury that popped up. You know, maybe something happened injury-wise or discipline-wise. But great tool, great resource. Use it. The Action Network at sportsinsights.com. Another one that we like is Team Rankings, teamrankings.com. Incredible website that has just incredible data and incredible statistics. Pretty much all you need to know is there at Team Rankings, and you can spend hours and hours and hours there. The key here is using the pertinent data. So just like everything else that's out there, if it's not relative, it's noise. If you have 10 analytics or data points that you want to identify, you can find those quickly and get out. Don't waste your time with what happened 7 years ago on something that's totally irrelevant. And so in your data research, make sure that you're identifying key and relative data points. And teamrankings.com is just, it's awesome. So another resource there. We will also tell you an underused resource is Twitter. Get in touch and get signed up with all the local beat writers news feeds. You're going to get more key information on the attitude and the altitude and the aptitude of the team and the temperature of the team by using a beat writer. So the Twitter, just, you know, if you're cabbing a particular conference, let's say you're doing the Mountain West, you want to be dialed into every beat writer of every one of those colleges. And that's what we also recommend too, especially in college basketball, is identify 1, 2, and possibly 3 conferences that you want to monitor. It's impossible to watch them all. So get involved and get deep. Go deep with the ones that you're willing to track and follow and delve into. So use Twitter, get signed up for it, and use that feed, because the biggest key that we notice is what's called spot capping. And the pros typically are just masters at identifying when a team, just like a stock, maybe is too high and they're ready to burst. They're certainly not going to repeat some of the top performances they just had. And certainly they're going to probably bounce back and have a little motivation or revenge factor from bad performances. So you really have to, you know, almost like a stock, know when to buy low and sell high on these teams and identify those spots and identify those. And so as you know the storylines behind the teams, you can use the analytics, you can use the line movement, you can use the information you're getting from the beat writers, and you can kind of put that all into a formula and let it marinate and go from there. So those are some things that we find very, very key and very, very huge. I'm trying to think of any others that, you know, those are three big ones. If a person just focused on those three, I did think of one more, and that's KenPom and Befford College Basketball. It's KEN, and then it's Pomeroy, KenPom.com. Incredible site. I think it's $20 for a year. You can get signed up for every bit of statistic and analytical information you possibly need. So KenPom for college hoops. So there's four of them, and just want to put that out there so you can have that available and use it constantly. So there you go, and enjoy it. Yeah.